This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Norway. Alta, Norway is the location today. A few more days in Norway next week. Then heading home on July the 4th. Going to head to Tynset, where we have family members. And looking forward to being on the farm there. Tynset's kind of a farming, rural community. Alta is more of a, what do they have here? Quarries and a gas plant. So, interesting spot, no doubt about that. We actually saw a spot today that marks, you know how in Rugby, North Dakota, there's a geographical center of North America? Todd, you've been there many times, that and the world's largest ball of twine taking family pictures. I remember the stories, right? You know what I'm talking about? That nice little marker along Highway 2?
I know, yeah, I do.
You do, Kev?
Yep.
Good, okay. Todd's trying to deny it, but we know better. I've seen the pictures. They're in his office, very prominently displayed. Anyway, they have something similar here, and it was Hammersburg, Norway. I'm sorry. That was Hammersburg that had the I'm losing track of all the towns we've been to here because we've been to so many. Today, Hammersvag is where we started. Then we went to Hammerfest, and in Hammerfest is where they have this marker where the northernmost point when they were mapping the globe stopped, right? So literally, when you think about it, somebody had to map the globe. We had to know, you know, okay, what's there and do all the markers that they have for all the latitude and longitude points. This was, they stopped there. I was at the spot they stopped, the last part they mapped. Does that sound interesting or does that sound like
wow.
The largest ball of twine?
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool. Yeah, pretty darn cool. Then there was a rock carving trail walk down here in Alta and a museum. A lot of World War II history. Hammerfest was burned completely by the Germans. Then the Germans rebuilt the church. So, and, of course, the scenic views are just phenomenal. I mean, you get to the point where you almost take them for granted. But I'm looking out the window right now at our hotel. And snow-capped mountains next to mountains full of lush green next to, you know, a fjord, and it's phenomenal. So anyway, you can follow all that beauty if you'd like on my Facebook page. I have lots of photos up there. I put 30 up yesterday, 30 some photos yesterday, because we were also last night, I should say this morning, at midnight for the midnight sun until about 2 a.m. when we got back to our hotel, hanging out at what is called the absolute northernmost spot of, some would say, the world. Others would say the European continent. I mean, in other words, you're right to the edge of the continent, the very tip-top of the continent, and there's nothing but ocean in front of you. It's pretty amazing. I even bought a hat there I liked so much. Nordkap, that's what they call it. 71 degrees, 1021 north. That's Nordkap. So anyway, we're having a grand time with lots of our listeners. Follow it all on Facebook.com. I didn't get a chance to watch in great detail the debate last night. I did read a transcript this morning because I wanted to be at least informed today for the conversation and what we're going to talk about today. So we can certainly talk about the Democratic debate. I would really like it if someone would call and genuinely share a story about how they were touched, how they were moved, how they maybe felt that the candidates were talking to them. As I read the whole thing today, I said, they're not talking to me. They're not even attempting to talk to me. They are all trying to outlift each other. It's pretty amazing. Everybody's talking about the exchange between Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. I think Kamala Harris has the potential to have some significant likability factor. I've said that a few times. I mean, she's a California liberal. There's no doubt about that. But she has a likability to her. I mean, I don't find myself repulsed by her like I do a Bernie Sanders or a Joe Biden, slimy Joe, you know, and, I, you know, you know, Cory Booker seems so Beto O'Rourke. I mean, my gosh. And Buttigieg, what a condescending little, you know, I don't know what to call him. But he just, you know, he's a hard leftist, got hard leftist views in his family. He tries to come off as left wing. He's running a city in Indiana that is in shambles. And he's out trying to better himself. So a lot of phonies in that bunch. But Kamala Harris, I think, is, to me, could be likable. So she and Joe Biden had an exchange, and she prompted it. She didn't wait for any question about this topic or anything else. She went right after him. Guess what issue she went after him on? Kevin, have any guess?
Any guesses? I saw it. I don't know.
Yeah. Let's have it. Race. That's right. So when I see that exchange, I think, well, you know, the person trying to win the debate here is saying, you know, everybody's a racist if you don't agree with me. You know, that game. Joe Biden doesn't even make the cut. So who are they appealing to? I just want you to tell me. In fact, I'll give you a little incentive. We'll make today's My Pillow giveaway. To someone that would be in search of a different presidential candidate. In other words, you don't want Donald Trump to remain as president. And who you hear speaking for you, who you hear talking to you. That's you got to free My Pillow on me. And I'm not going to argue with you. I'm not going to try to demean you or anything else. I don't want to do that. And we don't do that. I just want to listen to you and try to understand, because I listen to 99.9% of them, I think. Who are they talking to? What is the objective here? I don't understand it at all. So anyway, we'll do that as well today. Senator Kevin Cramer will be here. We have a spokesperson from the Republican National Committee to kind of go through some of the fact checked on the things that we found to be a little on the, shall we say, embellishment side the last night. But you can tell us anything you want to tell us on any topic, and here's how you do it: 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free telephone number, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Or you can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Kevin and Todd, remind me, I have an email that came in this morning or last night to the KFIRE email inbox, which is just kfire@iheartmedia.com. And they took exception with some things they heard on the program yesterday. I think it was pretty sure it was you, Kevin. We can't blame Todd because he was off yesterday. So it couldn't have been me. So it must be you. That
must be me. Could be.
We'll find out. We'll go to the mailbag on the program today. Okay? So all that is coming up. Now, first things first, here is the exchange everybody's talking about from last night's Democratic debate. Listen to this.
President Biden, do you agree today that you were wrong to oppose busing in America then?
No,
do you agree?
I did not oppose busing in America. What I opposed is busing ordered by the Department of Education. That's what I opposed.
Well,
I
there
did
was
not
a
oppose.
Failure of states to integrate
no,
public
but,
schools in America. I was part of the second class to integrate Berkeley, California public schools almost two decades after Brown v. Board of Education.
Because your city council made that decision. It was a
so
local decision.
So that's where the federal government must step
now,
in. That's why we have the Voting Rights Act and the Civil Rights Act. That's why we need to pass the Equality Act. That's why we need to pass the ERA. Because
that's
there
right.
are moments in history where states fail to preserve the civil rights of all people.
I supported the ERA from the very beginning when I ran.
30 seconds, because I want to bring other people into this.
I supported the ERA from the very beginning. I'm the guy that extended the Voting Rights Act for 25 years.
To hear you talk about the reputations of two United States senators who built their reputations and career on the segregation of race in this country. And it was not only that, but you also worked with them to oppose busing. And, you know, there was a little girl in California who was part of the second class to integrate her public schools. And she was bused to school every day. And that little girl was me.
Hmm. You hear how her voice changes? She just...
You know, I see what she's doing. I actually think, you know, I would side with Joe Biden on this. For one, you know, again, what she's saying is the federal government is the source of all knowledge and all power, and they're doing it right. clearly we did not get things right on civil rights. They were ultimately corrected. Okay, it was an error that was. Are we going to live in the past forever? And again, all they have is the race card. All they have is, you know, you're racist. You're racist. Does that bring who does that attract? Who does that say? Hey, we're talking to you. We want you to be part of our party. I don't know. People that run around who are mad at other people because they're racist, is that a huge number of people? In my mind, it's a couple of crazy people that, sit on online 24/7 and try and act like keyboard warriors and throw stuff in your face. You're racist. That's a handful of people. I mean, minuscule amount of people. So who else is it? I just don't know who are they appealing to? That's what I don't understand. I also don't think, for all the media chatter about this, that Joe Biden did all that bad myself. But, Kamala Harris, maybe this is a case of the folks are rooting for her. So anyway, that's the big highlight. So you get a comment on that. And who wants that free MyPillow that is not planning to vote for the president and is looking for somebody who is and is hearing these candidates talk to them? What are they speaking to you? Please share with me. I need to know.
You get the smoothest, most responsive windrower handling ever with the new SpeedRower SP Windrowers from New Holland. Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer will tell you that it starts with precise, hydraulically controlled steering. Combine that with the Comfort Ride cab suspension and the patented independent rear axle suspension, and you can increase your speed and efficiency even on uneven terrain. That's smart. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about the smooth, responsive handling of a SpeedRower SP Windrower from New Holland.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Juven Tours and Travel invites you to Branson for six big Christmas shows October 31st through November 5th. What a lineup! The Texas Tenors at the Andy Williams Theater, the Blackwoods, Daniel O'Donnell Christmas at the Welk Resort Theater, the Miracle of Christmas at Sight and Sound Theater, and the Christmas Wonderland, plus so much more. $989 per person based on double occupancy October 31st through November 5th. Call Juven Tours and Travel, 800-343-0093, or go to juventours.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Do you think a MyPillow is going to extract someone to call on the program and tell us a Democratic candidate that they prefer? Well, why wouldn't you? For a free MyPillow? Now, don't fake it just to get the free MyPillow. You got to be the real deal.
Hey, you know, Ryan from the night before last, every once in a while, actually had some moments, so we had to pick one of those 20.
Yeah. Get it. And he's from Ohio and trying to be the moderate in a little bit, but, you know, it's a tough deal. You get a two-pack of MyPillows right now. The premium's for $69.98. That's $34.99 per pillow. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. So don't wait. It'll go away. 800-506-9028. Use the promo code SCOTT or MyPillow.com. Promo code SCOTT. We're having some fun on a Friday. And welcome your calls, questions, and comments today. Brought to you by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future today as well. Fine sponsor this hour. All about affordable, reliable energy for generations. That's right. Find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org. Texter says, hey, Todd, on this rainy Freedom Friday morning, I'm rooting for France to beat the White House, hating USA team, and I'm conflicted. Can you pass this on? Aloha Friday. Thanks. A great show. Well, we appreciate that. Rooting for France to beat the White House because of the White House, beat the White House hating USA team, rather. Here's what I would say there. Don't take out the views. It's sort of like the NFL, right? I mean, you're going to take out, you're going to say, I'm not going to watch Carson Wentz because he has a couple of teammates that are yahoos.
And, you know, it comes that Megan Rapinoe is the one that's the kneeler on the team. It's that, right. That's not the whole team. You got to pull for USA. But, yeah, she's kind of a disgrace to the team, but in
so
my
attention,
opinion.
Attention grabbing, trying the whole thing. So, yeah, I wouldn't take it out on the USA. Not on the flag. Tom in Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Tom.
You know, I kind of misheard what you said, so I'm going to answer your question two ways. I thought you said Republican candidate, so I'm going to say, sometimes I don't really like what Trump has to say, so I'd really, you know, eventually I'd like to see Dan Crenshaw in the mix, maybe 2024. As far as the Democrats,
yeah, and
field,
by the way, it's probably possible that I said Republican. I didn't mean Republican. I meant of the Democratic candidates. But nonetheless, you're a little bit lukewarm on Trump. So I think it's worth you answering the question anyway to say, okay, I don't exactly like what President Trump has done. Are any of these Democrats speaking to me? Are they?
And you know what? I never vote Democrat, but you know, if I were to choose the best of the worst, I'd choose Andrew Yang, just because he doesn't seem to be as extreme as the other candidates. You know, he's a little bit more reasonable.
Any particular example?
Free speech.
Any particular example you'd give us of a policy or something, you sort of said, wow, that isn't
just
the typical.
I just like that he fights for free speech. He's not part of the PC culture that you see going on right now.
Yeah, and I've heard some positive things about him as well. To me, likability is a big deal.
Any of the policies they put, any of them that have put out, I don't like any of them, really.
Yeah, totally with you there, Tom. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. We do need to have someone that would, you know, does not want to vote Republican, doesn't like what Donald Trump does, and is looking for, a candidate on the left that speaks for them. I don't think they exist myself. That's why I want to learn from these Democrats. But nonetheless, Tom, I think, can I ask you this, Tom? I'll maybe give you a consolation prize here if you answer this one. What do you not like about Donald Trump?
Just the tweets, you know, some of the stuff that he says, I don't care about his actions. It's what he says that I don't like. You know, he sometimes just can't keep his mouth shut.
So what he says and how he delivers his communication tweets, is more important than the economy. Defense,
absolutely
being respected
not.
Again. Okay. So you're
absolutely
saying just find
not.
Me somebody.
That's why I voted for Trump. I've always believed that, it's not necessarily that you have to be the greatest person in the world to be a politician, that, you know, you can serve as a politician and have good policies, but have some qualities that people aren't going to like, you know, as a person.
Can I give you a counter to that, and just feel free to punch holes in this. Donald Trump was elected doing exactly what he's doing, punching down. I don't like it either. I don't, you know, and sometimes it's human nature. You just want to do it. You know, it makes you feel good to, you know, boom, punch down. But really, what does it serve? Does it make you feel better in the end? Not usually.
And
right?
I like sometimes that he does that. You look at what he says, and then you're like, God, that was something really. I can't believe he said that. And then two days later, it's like, oh, I'm so glad he said that. He made those guys look like idiots. You know.
Well, now you're arguing with yourself, Tom. Because, well, you know, that's the point. It's a tool that has worked for him. And I had this argument with John Thune. I've told this story before. I was in his office, and he was like, Trump and the tweets, it's got to stop. And, of course, he supports the president on everything. He's been a very effective leader in the Senate in many ways. And I like John Thune a lot. Personally, a good guy, to call him a friend. But I just said to him, why are you expecting him to do anything differently than he's done from day one when he came on the political scene that got him to the White House? Why would he stop doing that?
I'll be glad to vote for him in 2020, and I'm just saying that I'd like to see Dan Crenshaw sometime. You know, I read the other day somebody said Trump is like a hammer trying to hit a nail, and sometimes he hits the nail and sometimes he hits a puppy. And that's the way I look at it, you know, sometimes.
That's a good one.
I'm just trying to think, though, obviously, that, you know, here's my deal.
Most of the time, the stuff that he says, it doesn't make sense, and then, you know, it turns around, and he looks like a genius, but there's that 1 out of 10 time that he just looks like an idiot.
And I don't think, you know, here's the deal, I don't care. If the president of the United States, he doesn't have, he's got a different style and he's doing what he's doing. What I care about is the economy. What I care about is our troops and the military. What I care about is our vets. What I care about is fixing health care. What I care about, right down the list. And the guy's crushing it, okay? He's at a pace where he's going to do more in 4 years than the last, you know, 3-4 Republican presidents did in 8, okay? So I don't know. I just sit back and say, I think, you know, we're better off not getting into taking the bait of those things, which really are, you know, I don't know, mushy middle people, you know, that I don't like that tweet and I don't wish he'd been better behaved. I do too, but the point is, what he's doing is the most important thing. How he's doing it is a little less important, as long as he's keeping it between the lines. And I'm always fascinated by this debate, so it was fun to do that with you, Tom. And because you're a good sport and stuck around, we'll get you a MyPillow, too. Okay, so hang on. Daniel will get your full name and information, and we will leave a MyPillow at the desk for you at our studios, 2852 Thunder Road in Fargo. Beautiful facility right there along I-29. Okay, back with more on What's On Your Mind after this. Don't go away.
We're asking residents of Watford City, what's it like to live the good life? Shiloh Chavez tells us.
Yeah, so I think that the quality of life here is amazing. It's a really progressive community who has really made an emphasis on making families feel welcome, and so that's definitely helping increase that quality here. There's lots of things to do.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
As a working adult, you know the value of a dollar, and you expect quality for your money. Now is a great time for you to further your education, and the University of Mary offers education for the working adult with flexible learning options that are competitively priced. You'll be supported throughout your program by a world-class faculty committed to your success. A world-class education at an affordable price. Discover the University of Mary difference at umary.edu/online.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Last night was night 2 of the first big Democratic debate. It was held in Miami with 10 more candidates taking the stage. U.S. Senator Kamala Harris making headlines after she called out frontrunner Joe Biden on his previous record on race. Biden had previously said he was able to work with segregationists in Congress to get things done in the past. Harris says on the morning after the debate,
had those senators, those segregationists, had their way, I would not be a member of the United States Senate today. I would certainly not be a top contender to be president of the United States.
President Trump at the G20 summit in Japan says he saw some of last night's debate.
I wasn't impressed much, but when you look at the socialism and you look at what it can do, that's what you're talking about there.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
A recent article says that consumers need to evaluate the ingredients found in their toothpaste. Dental hygienist Linda Hirse.
When it comes to the health of your teeth and gums, ingredients matter. Look for a toothpaste with a natural, gentle ingredient, like baking soda, which is the foundation of Arm & Hammer toothpaste.
The report noted that toothpaste with baking soda shows promise in reducing plaque and may decrease gum bleeding when compared to toothpaste without it.
When you brush with Arm & Hammer toothpaste, you notice the baking soda difference. They have been clinically proven to remove up to 5 times more plaque and to reduce gum bleeding by as much as 60% when compared to a non-baking soda toothpaste. Throughout the day, as you eat and drink, stains attach to the tooth surface, actually embedding into the sticky bacterial plaque. Arm & Hammer toothpaste with baking soda removes the stains and the plaque, even in the hard-to-reach areas. Baking soda also helps neutralize the harmful plaque acids that form in our mouth, keeping teeth and gums healthy.
For more, visit ahtoothpaste.com.
The American people understand that Trump is a phony, that Trump is a pathological liar and a racist, and that he lied to the American people during his campaign. He said he was going to stand up for working families. Well, President Trump, you're not standing up for working families when you try to throw 32 million people off the health care that they have. And that 83% of your tax benefits go to the top 1%. That's how we beat Trump. We expose him for the fraud that he is.
I will say that he has fantastic hair products.
Yeah, right. We're going to give our next guest a chance to respond to that in just a minute, because my head about wants to explode when I hear that. Especially when you think Donald Trump inherited the mess of Obamacare. How many people call this program that lost health care insurance because they couldn't afford it anymore?
Yep.
How many people had premiums that skyrocketed and was gone? So, yeah, did it improve a few people? It did. Yeah, there's a few people who tell you that it's a better deal. But you know what? A lot more. They were worse off. So who's to blame for that? And why wouldn't you want to fix it? Their answer is government health care. Yeah, well, I'm in Norway right now. Come to Norway and know that anybody with anything of any serious significance in the way of health, guess what they do? Get on a plane and come to the United States. That's what they do. Ridiculous. All right, let's see. Texter wanted to respond to something I said earlier. Scott, why are you mad at the woman soccer captain for exercising her right to free speech? She has a right to say that. She will not visit the White House. Why visit someone you don't like? I'm not saying she has to go. I'm saying she shouldn't try to suck out all the oxygen and speak for the whole team and be a grandstander. By the way, as much as she has free speech rights, you bet she does. So do I. And I think what she's doing is despicable. It's ridiculous, taking focus off the team, their talents, everything that's going on there, because she's got some political, you know, game she wants to play. That's ridiculous. Hey, Pipers had a great land auction, land expo, rather, this week. That was just fantastic. The Great Plains Land Expo. A couple of days ago, and the folks are raving about it. Here's the deal. All of the expertise that came there on land easements and land values and trends and mineral rights and succession planning and 1031 tax-deferred exchanges, structuring the right entity, farm succession and estate planning, strategies to protect your assets, all of that is still available right here with Pipers right now. So, of course, great lineup of auctions coming. Check out Pipers.com for a complete list. Call for a catalog. 218-477-1968, 218-477-1968. And you need some expertise buying or selling land. What's it worth? Should I sell now? Should I hang on to it? All those questions. Kevin Pfeiffer and the team can answer them. All right, from the Republican National Committee. Boy, they had to be up all night long trying to figure out what to make sense of the candidates this week. Michael Joyce is here to tell us a little bit about what you heard. Michael, thanks for joining us, and what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me. Yeah, you know, I think we saw the Democrat Party's priorities in a nutshell last night. They want to strip millions of Americans off their private health insurance, which they overwhelmingly support, and they want to give free health care to illegal immigrants. So I think we pretty much know where every single Democrat on the stage last night and the night before stand on those issues with health care. It should be pretty frightening to the American people when you see just how radical and far to the left this party, this Democrat Party, truly has become now. And you saw it the first night, and we saw it again last night as well. So, yeah, you know, who cares about who won the debate last night or on Wednesday night? Whoever comes out of this thing and gets the nomination for the Democrats, they're going to be on record supporting a radical far-left agenda that I don't think independent voters, certainly Republican voters, and anyone with any shred of common sense could come out and support, especially against President Trump and all of his promises made and promises kept.
I'm offering a free MyPillow to the first listener that calls and shares a story about how they felt as though the candidates last night were speaking to them, that they'd like to see somebody else in the White House, and they heard something speaking to them. I honestly would love to hear that, so I extend that invitation. And again, respectful conversation, just want to try and understand that, because I listened, actually read the transcripts both nights from that debate. Gets me through it a little quicker, and I don't have as much, you know, upset stomach. And I don't know who these people are talking to, Michael. Who are they reaching out to? Who are they speaking to?
It's really just their rabid base right now. Who's demanding socialism? Who's demanding open borders? Who's demanding government takeovers of major industries like our healthcare system? And that's pretty frightening. I saw a poll a few months back in Iowa in the Des Moines Register that said 91% of folks that are going to be caucus going in Iowa this coming year support things like the $93 trillion Green New Deal. They support the $32 trillion government-run takeover of our healthcare system. That's pretty frightening. And those are the people that are going to be out voting in their primaries in 2020. And so I think when you look at everything that they said last night, you know, talking about whether it's, you know, giving free healthcare to illegal immigrants, decriminalizing illegal immigration at the border. I mean, you can just pick any topic, and I think you're right. I don't think anyone out there right now says, yeah, that's exactly what I'm looking for. Of course, we also saw Bernie Sanders come out and say, you know, with regards to government-run health care, that means that taxpayer-funded abortions will 100% be happening. So no one cared about the sanctity of life last night. It was all about just appeasing a very rabid base who doesn't know what to do about President Trump. They don't accept the results of the 2016 election. They don't accept the results of the special counsel's findings that completely exonerated President Trump. And they're going to continue forward with bogus impeachment proceedings, all while they're pushing this very radical far-left policy at a time when our economy is roaring right now. I mean, this is one of the hottest economies we've had in decades, and they're out here pushing a complete change of our economic system as we know it. So, yeah, I think it would horrify anyone with common sense, but you know, they have a very rabid base that's very upset about President Trump and everything that he's doing, whether it's moving the United States Embassy in Israel to Jerusalem, whether it's trying to secure our border, whether it's trying to create jobs for hardworking men and women in this country. They don't like any of it. They don't want to act on any of it. They just want to move forward with a very far left socialist agenda.
Dave is on the road and has a question for our guest, Michael Joyce, spokesman for the Republican National Committee, fact checking the debaters this week. Dave, go ahead.
I'm just going to comment that I didn't watch last night's debate. I watched some of the night before and had to keep changing the channel. I just couldn't afford to lose any more brain cells listening to that garbage. It's, you know, if someone like that gets in, this world is in a world of hurt.
Well, I think that's a fair point. I think that's why you need to pay attention to it. I have a hard time believing, as Michael said earlier, who are they talking to, this sort of rabid base that hates Trump and thinks everything's terrible? Are there enough people in that category right now of the American voters that they could vote? I hope not, but you need to worry about
it.
I hope not, but I also think we've got to you know, have that conversation, Dave. We got to, you know, sometimes it'll be a little uncomfortable, but, you know, I hate Trump. Why? I mean, your paycheck's more. You know, there's more jobs, there's more, you know, your grandkids have more potential for, you know, a career, and I just don't understand it. Anything else you want to tell us, Dave?
8 years of what Obama did has not helped me any at all, and I don't know anybody that it has helped. You know, why have more of that?
Good point, Dave. Thanks for the call. Michael, are you hearing anybody, be the torchbearer for the Obama years, and or is it mostly we're going to go further left than he would?
Well, Joe Biden certainly does, and actually every single 2020 Democrat on that stage, they want to revert back to the failed foreign policies of Barack Obama, whether it's the bad Iranian deal that gave $1.7 billion in cash to the largest state sponsor in terror, whether it's going back to the bogus Paris Agreement. They want to revert back to the Obama years because they don't have a new policy forward. They don't have new ideas. Their whole thing now is just obstruct and resist and oppose every single thing President Trump is doing. And, yeah, you hit on some of these. But, you know, let's talk about what President Trump has done since he's come into office. Over 6 million jobs created. 200,000 manufacturing jobs were lost under President Obama. Nearly 500,000 manufacturing jobs have been added under President Trump. We're at the lowest unemployment rate since 1969. Women's unemployment's at 3.4%, the lowest in 66 years. For Latinos, African Americans, and Asian Americans, they're all at either record or near historic lows right now. We've had over 10 months of wage growth above 3%, specifically helping lower skilled workers. You had, like you said, the tax cuts achieved for hardworking Americans. The average American got a $1,200 tax cut. Smarter and fairer trade deals are being negotiated, like the USMCA trade deal that will replace NAFTA. The president's taken unprecedented steps to secure the border. We've confirmed 2 Supreme Court justices that are conservative. We've had over 120 federal judges appointed and confirmed. ISIS is on the run. Our military is being rebuilt. The U.S. Embassy in Israel being moved to Jerusalem. And President Trump is getting tough on China, and he's taking care of our veterans. So when you add all that up together, I think the American people, when they go ask themselves, am I better off now than I was 4 years ago? It's a resounding yes. I don't think anyone can look back and say that the Obama economy was working for them. 95% of the new jobs created under President Obama were part-time jobs. So this economy is booming. The president is keeping his word, and he's getting things done for the American people. So to Dave, your caller, you know, I can't blame you for not wanting to watch last night because it was a horror show. Unfortunately for me, one I couldn't look away from. But, yeah, I think we understand what's at stake in this election here. Do you want to move forward with socialist policies and government takeovers of major industries, or do you want to continue forward with the promises made and promises kept with President Trump and a booming economy that is really working for every single American in this country right now?
That, by the way, I think is the most effective argument, right? I mean, because, you know, some people don't want to hear, you know, you don't like Trump? Why don't you like Trump? I mean, he's, you know, and then that's why they don't want to have political conversations. But if you can just say, okay, let's just talk about the economy growing, which, by the way, if the economy grows, what happens? Everything gets better. Everything gets better when the economy grows, including the debt. You know, you can chip away at that quicker than you can. In fact, if we, you know, we had 4%, 5% growth, you would be on a pretty good track to wipe out that federal debt. We had anemic growth under the Obama administration. So, you know, you got folks that like to spend money, and it got us, what, 1.8% average growth over the 4 years, 8 years rather, of the Obama administration, and now our average is clipping at 4, just under 4. I mean, if you had to pick one thing about how people should have a conversation, that one thing, more jobs, more growth, the economy would be probably the easiest, right?
Right. And if you remember back when President Trump was first campaigning for president, he was coming out and saying, you know, we can hit 3% growth. We can hit 4% growth. We can get this economy revving again and humming like it should be. And, of course, Barack Obama comes out and says, I don't know what this guy thinks. Does he have just some kind of magic wand or something that he's just waving around that's going to bring all these jobs back and have the economy booming like it is right now? Well, you know, to steal a line from Donald Trump Jr., you know, abracadabra, baby. Because, yeah, it absolutely is happening. So, yeah, and I think when you talk to independent voters around this country, that's the beauty of working for the National Party, is I'm allowed to. A lot of them say to me, you know, I might not like every single thing President Trump says or does, but at the end of the day, I like this economy. I like the way it's the direction.
Exactly,
the country.
Exactly. Yeah, we're up against the break, but, Michael, that's good advice. And, by the way, a texter said, ask this guy what the Republican Party has done to build the wall. Pass that on. Our listeners want that darn wall. So that's one.
Everybody
thing
knows
do.
That two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Generous, generous, cherries. Booming, booming, booming. People line up for miles. Generous, generous, cherries. Blazing, blazing, blazing. They all come to
to shop through his aisle. Your fireworks will be blazing, and you sure will be a-gazing. Be sure to shop Generous, Generous Jerry's today. Generous, Generous Jerry's, a fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
Generous Jerry's Fireworks. Find them in Valley City, Jamestown, Devil's Lake, Park River, Wahpeton. Two locations in Fargo and two in Grand Forks, Bemidji and Park Rapids in Minnesota. Pick up your coupons at the door. Military, get an extra 10% off. Go to GenerousJerry's.com for more info.
Your fireworks will be blazing, and you sure will be a-gazing. Be sure to shop Generous, Generous Jerry's today. Generous, Generous Jerry's, a fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm AndyFlagpoleGuy.com. Spring 2019 brings a new opportunity to shine a light on liberty. We install American-made flagpoles, flags that honor veterans, and all American-made flagpole accessories. We are out to make sure every business in North Dakota and the surrounding area has a flagpole. Check out our website at ndflagpoleguy.com for anything you need, or call me, 701-571-FLAG. And thank you.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Very closely, folks, real close. Lean into the radio right now. Lean in. Do not wait to ask your question of Senator Kevin Cramer. Get it in early in the hour. What happens every week when we do the talk radio town hall with Senator Kevin Cramer? Todd, what happens? Tell the folks what's going to happen.
They won't get on.
Wait till the end of the hour. We inevitably don't get to everybody because the texts come, you know, way to the end, and then they pile up. We just don't have the time.
Exactly.
So,
Sorry, I was telling somebody on my cell phone they have to actually call 701-258-0550 to get on the show. Somebody was calling my cell phone thinking they get on that way. Sorry, folks.
Can't get on that way. Now, you can text Todd, 701-226-8503, or me at 701-367-2054. You want us to ask Senator Kevin Cramer something? You can text it in. Love it when you call in, but just do it early, okay? We're brought to you today by the energy of North Dakota. Boy, is there a lot going on. Holy buckets. I was just looking at some news stories, and I can go just down this list and tell you one after another, U.S. oil production hits
a new all-time high. All about growth. The United States cements its position as the world leader in oil reserves. U.S. to lead oil output growth through 2030, according to ConocoPhillips. Early shale optimist sees another decade of U.S. supply growth. No kidding. Bakken to surpass record output despite bottlenecks. There's another one. Here's another headline. Energy Transfer's Bakken oil pipeline could soon get much bigger, as in from 570,000 barrels per day to 1.1 million barrels per day because of the demand. Incredible what's going on. So it's just one after another, one after another. Midstream CEO Mike Hopkins been talking about what it's going to take to add value-added natural gas to North Dakota as an example. I mean, it's just on and on it goes. Find out more about all of it. Great jobs, great opportunity. Great partners, communities that are great places to live. It's all about the energy of North Dakota. Find out more at energyofnorthdakota.com. Okay, here's a clip from last night's debate, and then we got a caller responding to the debate as well and the commentary we had earlier on President Trump. So go ahead, another clip from the debate. Roll.
I'm going to lead this country because I think it's important we restore the soul of this nation. This president has ripped it out. It's the only president in our history who has equated racist and white supremacists with ordinary and decent people. He's the only president who has engaged and embraced dictators and thumbed their nose at our allies.
But wait, there's more.
The worst thing President Trump has done is he's diverted the funds away from cross-border terrorism, cross-border human trafficking, drug trafficking, and gun trafficking, and he's given that money to the for-profit prisons. I would not be spending money in for-profit prisons to lock up children and asylum seekers.
Yeah.
Lock up children. Didn't, you know, I mean, it's like AOC can't stop calling the border concentration camps. By the way, they didn't call them that when Barack Obama had the very same policy where this all started. All of this was a game. All of this was a game to get more people from third world, you know, from Honduras, El Salvador, Guatemala, to come up here and not have to, you know, go through the process that Mexican citizens do. It's ridiculous. And by the way, now Mexico's doing more than we are on any of this. But Senator Kramer will tell us, thankfully, Nancy Pelosi's caucus, some of them, said, no, I got to run for re-election. I'm not following you off a cliff anymore. And did get some humanitarian aid passed yesterday, so that's good. Gary in Jamestown has a comment. Gary, what's on your mind?
Yes, watching that so-called debate last night, all I got out of it was all you legal immigrants to show up. We'll give you a green card, passport, welcome to the United States, have a good life. So I wish some of those moderators would just ask the Democrats, if the rest of the world, all 7 billion people, would just show up on the borders, should we let them all in, or is that too many? But the only positive I can think of is they all came in, and Trump could use it as a bargaining chip over their home countries. Tell them you want your people back. Well, then you scrap your government and your legal system and adopt U.S. Constitution and U.S. government. And especially U.S. antitrust laws. Then you have your people back. But I guess that's just fantasy. Thank you.
Gary wants Trump to be tougher, so does this caller that called in during the break. Roll that, Kev.
Yeah, when it comes to the way Trump talks and tweets, I wish he'd get a little bit more rougher speaking and stuff, but I'm not a weenie. I don't practice weenieism. All these people who are worried about what he says and what he tweets, that's weenieism. I just got starts a new one. That's weenieism. Tell him to get over it. I wish he'd get back to talking more like a New Yorker. Then these people really hear something. That'd really be offensive to him. I wish he'd go that way instead of clean it up. He keeps it too clean. Thanks, bye.
Weenieism. New word. Love it.
I still love that.
It keeps it too clean. How about that? I mean, trust me, there's people right now that are rolling their eyes. The ones that are rolling their eyes are the ones I'm offering a free MyPillow to just to tell me who on that stage is speaking to them. They're not talking to me. With all of this crazy talk about, you know, racist this. You know, the whole white supremacy thing? That is such a political gotcha. It is so ridiculously false, it's unbelievable. The stretch they have to make to say he said what he said with that whole deal. It's a joke. So if that's what you're hanging your hat on, and then again, who runs to you saying, oh, yes, you're the person that calls other people racist. I'm going to vote for you. I don't understand it, folks. I don't.
What about Beto think?
That it does. That it necessitates almost equally.
Shut up.
Exactly right. Translate that for me. Charles and Carrington, you're next, and Senator Kevin Cramer with the Talk Radio Town Hall.
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardson, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardson Ethanol Plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. The whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. High percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here at Richardson for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardson. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardson, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.